This is Animal Radio Network. Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio Network.
And truly all across the globe, once again, as we come to you live from Petco in South Lake Tahoe, Carson City, to be specific. It is our pet-friendly tour of America as we visit with you today. You can call us at 1-866-405-8405. Always love to hear from you. In fact, I'm thinking let's tee up a round of Always Pick C.
My favorite game.
It is. Hi, who's this?
This is Judy.
Hi, Judy. How you doing?
Hey, that's my name, too.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Washington.
Washington. The state or the city?
The
D.C. or the state? Okay. It's much more beautiful there. People are honest. They love their animals there.
Oh, once you come here, you never leave.
That's for sure. Okay. What can I do for you today?
Well, I just wanted to call in and suggest that you maybe do some talks about horses. I don't think you...
Do enough with horses.
I haven't heard enough about horses.
Well, you know what? That's true.
Yeah, we haven't.
And actually, like this is a coincidence or not, we'll actually be talking horses a little later on today. In fact, we have, I believe, a Always Pick C on horses. Do we?
Yes, we do.
You know our game Always Pick C? Have you ever heard of it?
I have heard of it.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's the easiest game on earth, and I'll tell you what, we'll get you qualified for the no-name giveaway if you win, and we'll throw in some horse goodies for you, okay?
I have a great horse book.
What horse book do you have?
If I Had a Horse.
Oh, that's that one.
Yeah.
That we'll be talking to them later in the show
Yeah, we'll be
today.
Talking to the author.
Very good copy book. Okay, Always Pick C. You're a very quiet lady, Judy.
I'm just listening.
I guess it's early in the morning. Okay, here it is. You'll have three questions. You must pick multiple choice from these. If you get the correct answer in all of these, you'll get qualified, plus the gifts we were just talking about. Here's your first question. Judy, a horse wears shoes because A, they protect its feet from the ground, B, they protect its feet from disease, or C, they look cute and you can get a matching saddle.
Oh,
see. Very good. I can tell you are a...
You're a horsewoman, aren't you?
Horse person. Do you have any horses?
I do. I have three.
Wow.
Really? Do you live
only
at all?
Only shoes on one of them, but, you know, that matching saddle's very important.
Yes, it is to us women.
Do you live on a lot of land? Do you have places for them, or do you have them stabled somewhere? How does that work for you?
Oh, they live here with me. We're on 5 acres, and... actually a horse facility, so we're set up for it.
Oh, really? Okay. Very good.
We have other horses here, but just three are ours.
Uh-huh.
How many horses did you say you had?
Well, three of mine, but we have 8 or 9 out here.
Very good.
Wow.
Sounds like you live in a very beautiful place. Here's your second question. Don't crack under the pressure. This is where everybody gets real cocky and they say, I got the first one.
I'm breaking a sweat.
Okay.
Number two, why are horses measured in hands? A, it's easier than inches. B, because no one could decide whether to use inches or meters. Or C, you could never find a ruler when you need one.
Oh, C.
Yay!
You know, I noticed
she's good.
You didn't even think about that.
No.
Wow, that's good. You're good.
Yeah, but the pressure's
on. The pressure.
This is the last one.
This
here.
Is it. Come on. Come on, Judy. You can do it.
Making up to those horse lovers out there. Okay, question three for Judy, calling from Washington. Why do you mount a horse on the left-hand side? Is it A, because weapons are worn on the left? B, because horses prefer it that way? Or C, because most people carry their cell phone on the left side, which makes mounting on the right sort of impossible?
Well, that's obviously C. Don't you always carry your cell phone on the right?
Yes.
We
Very
have
good.
The smartest listeners in the history of radio, I am convinced. Very good. Another round of Always Pick C. You did great, Judy, and we're going to get you qualified for the no-name giveaway, which includes the Samsung SCX105L sports camcorder. It includes, now, I can't imagine the horses on the cat tree, the steps for a pet cat tree.
No, that'd be a little difficult.
Do you have any dogs or cats?
I have two dogs.
Oh, okay.
No cats.
Well, then, if you win this, you'll get the Dog Mansion, plus two parcels of land on Venus, the Moon, or Mars.
Oh, great.
That's on the level there, too. Actually, presidents have these pieces of land.
They could be your neighbors.
Yeah. Who knows? 10 years from now, you could be on Venus, and you'll say, I won this on Animal Radio for Always Pick C. I was a genius, and it's finally paid off. Judy, hold on 1 second. 1-866-405-8405 is the number here. We'd love to hear from you.
This is Animal Radio
Network.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
British pigeons are getting supersized from all the junk food they eat. A charity called Keep Britain Tidy says people who don't throw their uneaten junk food away are causing the problem. Chief Executive Alan Wood says people think they're being kind by feeding the pigeons their leftover junk food, but what they're really doing is creating a population explosion of pigeons who rely on people rather than nature. These supersized pigeons also scare away the smaller birds and are becoming a nuisance and a health hazard. You'd think they'd work it all off with all that flying around they do. So remember, keep Britain tidy. Don't share your Happy Meal with a pigeon. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.
And welcome back to Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. Our pet-friendly tour of America continues. Two states in one day. Hold on, I can't hear you. Your mic's not up. Talk to me, Judy.
Talk to me. Testing. 1, 2. Test.
There
one,
you
two.
Go.
Test. Here I am. I was here all along.
We had to break down the equipment and set up the equipment twice in one day. Two states in one day.
How do we
Nevada
do it?
Nevada and California.
Fly.
Well, it's the Alpha Dog, of course.
On wheels.
And one of the great sponsors of the Alpha Dog, you know, there's all kinds of signage on the Alpha Dog, is Farnham and Comfort Zone. And we have a familiar face with us.
Yes, we do. It was very exciting to see a face from our tour, our Alpha Dog tour back in 2003.
From Chicago.
Chicago.
Mike, I don't remember your last name.
Hill.
It's Mike Hill from Farnham, representing Comfort Zone. And you always hear us talking about Comfort Zone on the air because it's not a silver bullet, but boy, it sure comes close to being a silver bullet.
It's a lifesaver.
If your animal, if your cat has urination or marking problems, this is a great place to start.
Yes.
If your dog is having any kind of problems.
If he gets stressed, even by thunder, by
fireworks.
4th of July, even if moving into a new environment or bringing a new dog in, there are a lot of stressful situations for dogs.
And traveling, too.
Traveling. Mm-hmm.
And Comfort Zone comes in two forms, and I'm going to ask Mike about this here. It comes in not only sort of a plug-in form.
A diffuser. Uh-huh.
But if you're traveling, you want to be able to use it still, and you can't plug it in your car. So what do you have for that?
That's correct, Hal. We have the Comfort Zone spray with DAP. It's great for, you spray it in a crate for 15 minutes before you introduce the dog into the crate. Mm-hmm. You can take them to the veterinarian. It helps with the anxiety related to those circumstances.
Is it the same stuff that's in the diffuser that you plug in, the spray? Is it the same stuff?
It is the same thing. It's suspended in alcohol as opposed to an oil, which is in the diffuser. So that's why you want to spray it 15 minutes before you introduce the dog into the area.
Okay, very well. Now, if you're introducing your dog or your cat to Comfort Zone for the first time, are you going to find results overnight, or is it going to take some time for them to get acclimated to it?
The spray is more an immediate. You use it for certain situations. The diffuser, you want to plug in, and it takes about 3 days for it to kick in.
Oh, wow.
And then you'll start to see results with the animal.
And one thing I heard about the spray also is you can actually spray it on a bandana and tie it around your dog's neck so it stays close.
Idea.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we use it in some grooming salons. They spray it on their smocks. They spray it on bandanas. You can put it in the kennels. You put it on the dog's bedding in the car.
So you should make sure your groomer's using Comfort Zone at the end. Give him a little switch of
that. Very good.
Exactly.
Okay. As always, we have a little to give away, but we do it with under a testimonial basis. And that is that we'll let you try it out, but you got to call us and let us know how it worked for you. 1-866-405-8405. Now, the stuff for the dogs is DAP, dog appeasing pheromone. Then there's the cat stuff, which is Feel-Away.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Are they the same? Probably not. They're not the same product, obviously. They're
no, all
pheromones.
All mammals release pheromones, and these are species-specific products. So the Feel-Away for cats will not affect dogs, and the same for the DAP for dogs will not affect cats, birds, or other animals.
Okay. I'm still waiting for the one to come out for guys.
Yeah. Or children.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Or children.
Well,
yeah,
we just saw, since we've seen you in Chicago, it looks like you've been very busy yourself. Is that correct?
Yes, my son Porter is 6 months old today.
Congratulations.
Yes, and you're doing very well.
Thank you. You
take the spittle down the arm like the best.
Yes, I do.
Like a pro.
If people want to learn more about Comfort Zone, let's say they're going out and adopting an animal this weekend, and by the way, there's some great adoptables here, and we'll tell you about that in just a second. They're picking up Comfort Zone. They're trying it out on their animals. It's going to take, you said, 4 days for dogs?
About three to four days. Yeah.
Is it the same for cats?
Yes, and you want to use it continuously for 30 days. If you see a change in their behavior, you don't want to remove the product. You want to keep using it as well.
We noticed that when the diffuser ran out, that we immediately had trouble.
The cats.
The behavior returned.
Started acting up again. You could tell. It's like we knew what to check. Go check the diffusers.
Exactly.
And they were low. So.
What's the website if people want to learn more?
It is petcomfortzone.com.
Petcomfortzone.com, and we'll put a link from animalradio.com. Well, it's good to see you. Thanks for coming on out today.
Thank you very much for having me.
We'll see you at the next one.
Yes, live on the Pet Friendly Tour of America, and we find ourselves in Carson City this afternoon, this morning in South Lake Tahoe. We're at Petco at 9/11 Topsy Lane. We want to thank our affiliate station, KOWL, KOWL, for joining us, as well as KPTL. There's more Animal Radio on the way.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free shipping. $169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Every once in a while, there comes along a special group of animal lovers that stands strongly in defense of the voiceless. Animal People is that newspaper for people who really care about the animals. Animal People's published 10 times yearly. The publisher is a nonprofit corporation dedicated to exposing the existence of cruelty to animals and to informing and educating you so that animal lovers worldwide can eliminate such cruelty. Your subscription is $24 a year. Get Animal People's fair and accurate investigative reporting from the industry watchdog. Visit our website at www.animalpeoplenews.org. That's www.animalpeoplenews.org to subscribe to the news for people who care about animals. Animal People. Subscribe today at www.animalpeoplenews.org.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
How are you? Do I have too much energy for you? You're a cat person, I know that.
I like those ears.
I have the bunny ears on today that we take on the road.
Yeah, my cat ears are out in the RV. I don't have them on.
What organization do you work with?
I'm a volunteer with Wiley Animal Rescue Foundation, also known as WARF.
WARF, okay, and they're locally here to South Lake Tahoe and Carson City area?
Yes.
Do you have a website?
Yes, we do.
But you don't know what the website is, do you?
I don't.
You're making that sign.
I'm making that face.
Oh, I wish I knew what the website is. I'll tell you what.
I can give it to you off a brochure.
Well, you could do that. We'll also post it on our website at animalradio.com. We'll do the research.
Great.
We'll find it.
We'll do the footwork. And then if you're listening on KOWL or KPTL, any of the fine stations that air Animal Radio here in the Carson City and South Lake Tahoe area, we have the website right here for WARF. Now, do you have specifically dogs or cats?
We do dogs, cats, and we also help out with rabbits.
Really? A lot of rabbits there, huh? Especially this time of year.
We have bunny rescue.
Oh, very good. Very good. And I saw some of these. Are these cats?
Yes. But cats and kittens.
These cats over here, there's a very pretty gold tan one. What is that? Do you know? It's just a regular...
Oh, the one with the girlfriend, the employee from Petco is holding it over here. This is it's a strange color.
Oh, okay. That's a little kitty that was rescued from the animal shelter. She had bit somebody. She was a feral kitty.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And they quarantined her for 10 days. And since she was a little bit wild, they were going to euthanize her. Mm-hmm. Asked if I'd come pick her up, and I did. And now, she's doing just great now.
Is she mellowed out a little bit?
Yes.
She has beautiful coloring on her.
She's only about 7 weeks old, so she comes around pretty quick.
And so these are very adoptable animals. Mm-hmm. Are there pictures on the website?
Yes.
Okay, so if anybody wants to adopt a cat, they can simply
Or a
dog. Mm-hmm. Or a rabbit.
I don't think, we don't normally keep the rabbits. We have other people that do the rabbits, so we just call them and let them connect with the person that needs a rescue.
What if people want to volunteer, like do what you're doing? Because what you do is good because you can leave the animals at the end of the day and then come back and play with them the next day.
So you're looking for volunteers, fosters?
We're looking for fosters. We don't have a shelter, so we have to rely, in order to rescue these kitties, we have to have people that will bring them into their home and take care of them and bring them down here for adoption.
So how many do you have in your house?
I own 7 of my own. I started out with 2 cats, but when you're an adopter, those things happen. And now I'm up to 7. But I usually have anywhere from an extra 8 to 10 adult cats, and I can have up to 20 kittens at one time.
Wow.
Wow.
You're lucky. We'd love to be around them.
It's a lot of work.
Yes,
just trying to keep them clean, fed, medicated.
Now, which ones are the harder ones to find homes for? Are they the older ones? We always hear that black cats have a hard time finding homes. We see 2 here today.
Well, it seems like when you have a litter and there's like 2 black kittens and there's different colors, the colors usually do go first.
Uh-huh.
But people come for the black ones as well.
Good.
I think the hardest ones to place are your little older cats. You know, they're going up against competition of a little furball kitten. And people
everybody loves a kitten.
Everybody loves a kitten, yes.
Yeah. So right now we have a lot of mother cats that we've rescued, and they're young. Some of them are only about a year old, and they need homes too. And we're building up more and more of them.
And I imagine even the older cats can be very vibrant and very lovable.
Oh, some of the older cats just want a place, a warm place to curl up and sleep, and a food dish and a litter box.
And a lap.
Yeah, that's all they want. And they just live out their life, and they're so sweet.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't want to give them that chance.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Well, they don't realize that little cute little fur ball is going to grow up too.
Right.
You know,
right.
And... Yeah.
And that little furball is going to be climbing your drapes, eating your plants.
And Judy seems
and not
think,
everybody's
and keeping
ready
you
for that.
Awake at night.
Yeah, think about this, Judy, because Judy's already said she wants to bring another cat back to the studios, and we've been told by the boss not to do
not
that.
Not to do that,
so
yes.
We can't do that.
Yes, we already have 4.
I understand that. These are studio cats.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
We thank you for coming out and doing what you do and volunteering your time. What do you do for to pay rent, to pay the bills?
Well, I'm kind of on a fixed income right now, and I'm so busy doing this. It engulfs your whole life.
It is a full-time job.
I come home, and I've got 20 messages on my answering machine.
Good. Mm. Good. People that want animals.
Want to turn them over to me.
Yes. That's the bad part.
Want me to come trap feral cats in their yard, you know, on and on.
Well, God bless you for your work and that you do.
Nothing personal, but we hope one day you are out of a job. That there are no more homeless cats out there.
That's my prayer.
Yeah. There you go.
That's my prayer.
And it's up to you.
People spay and neuter, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Very good.
Very good advice. We're coming to you live from Petco in South Lake Tahoe, 911 Topsy Lane. We thank Petco for helping us with our pet-friendly tour of America. And there's more Animal Radio on the way. Stick around.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
It was a shock to find out that our cat Jake has chronic kidney disease. Still, we're lucky. Our vet started Jake on a renal support program that includes Apacadin, a new nutritional supplement that helps support normal kidney function. Jake even loves the taste of Apacadin powder. If your dog or cat has chronic kidney disease, take heart. It is possible to slow down the disease and to help your pet feel better and live longer. Ask your veterinarian about Apacadin, the renal function protectant.
Did you know that cloning your beloved pet doesn't mean you'll get 2 furry friends? In fact, chances of successfully cloning your pet is 0.04%. And if it worked, chances are your new friend would have cloning-related health problems. The cloning industry wants you to believe that for $50,000, you can duplicate your pet. Who's duping who? Don't be duped. Don't clone. Learn more at www.nopetcloning.org.
I guess, Doc, what I'm saying is I've got behavior problems.
Yes.
I'm nervous all the time, running in circles, barking.
Well, you are a golden retriever.
But it's bark, bark, bark for no reason. Mm-hmm. And I tear things up. I ate some kid's homework.
Oh, so you chewed up some paper.
It was on his laptop.
Oh.
I jump on people, mm-hmm. knock grandma flat.
Ouch.
Now I have to stay out in the backyard. Next stop's the pound, Doc.
Well, I have something to help.
You do?
Comfort Zone with DAP. I'm plugging this DAP diffuser into the wall. Now take a deep breath. Remember the peace and security you felt around your mother when you were a puppy?
Uh-huh. Hey, I'm feeling that right now.
Your mother gave off a special pheromone that comforted and reassured you.
She did, she did.
Comfort Zone reproduces that feeling. No more barking or tearing things up.
Yeah, and I could be with my family again.
Mm-hmm, good boy. Here, now take them my bill.
Comfort Zone with DAP helps control destructive dog behavior with calming pheromones, just like Mom used to make. Get more details at PetSmart, Petco, Doctors Foster and Smith, PetComfortZone.com, or your favorite pet shop.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Pheromones like your mom used to make.
I love that. That's so cute.
Animal Radio is brought to you by Pacatin. Does your cat or dog have chronic kidney disease? Now you can help your pet feel better and live longer with a Pacatin, a great tasty nutritional supplement that supports normal kidney function. Ask your veterinarian about a Pacatin, the renal function protectant. We are coming to you live from South Lake Tahoe, Carson City, to be more specific, and Petco on our pet-friendly tour of America.
Woohoo!
We're going to be off to San Diego on September 24th and 25th for the San Diego Pet Expo. And actually, Comfort Zone is going to be presenting us live in San Diego. Don't forget to visit the Comfort Zone booth at the San Diego Pet Expo, September 24th and 25th. You'll pick up on all kinds of gifts. We're bringing all kinds of stuff down there, including Comfort Zone with DAP for dogs and Feel Away for cats. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
I know the no-name giveaway. You're just inches away from knowing
what the new item is going to be this week. I'm still waiting to know. You won't even tell me.
No, I won't, will I?
No.
Animal Radio is brought to you by Comfort Zone with DAP. The DAP spray is great for traveling in the car or plane or to the vet. Just spray 8 to 10 pumps into the carrier or car 15 minutes before placing your dog inside to make his trip more comfortable and soothing. Check them out at farnandpet.com. Animal Radio is also brought to you by Lowe's. Determined to be the most kid-friendly and pet-friendly hotel chain with fantastic welcome amenities for kids and pets alike, Lowe's has introduced healthy menu options for its pet room service menu, as well as its healthy kids menu. Lowe's has great summer rates. Check it out. Summer bungalows. www.lowshotels.com/summer. Also, Samsung. Check out the new SEX-105L. Multifunctional. It's a cool camera. We were checking it out yesterday. All the things that it does. It's a digital still camera, an MP3 player, a voice recorder, data storage, a webcam, all of that, including a sports camcorder. It's the SEX-105L from Samsung. Check it out at Samsung.com. Steps for Pets. They use all the best materials and stand behind all their dog mentions and cat condos. Check out the cat condo featured at Animal Radio's webcam. $169 plus free shipping. Visit StepsForPets.com. StonesOfGlass.com for your personalized keepsakes. The Suncatcher, we're giving it away in the no-name giveaway. It'll be personalized to a picture of your pet. They have all kinds of great artwork. StonesOfGlass.com. We'll be back with more Animal Radio. Stick around.
This is Animal Radio
Network.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
And it's not just a condo. Let me tell you, it's
like
a mansion.
It's a city. It's like a city.
It's a universe.
It's big. There's lots of cubby holes and lots of perches. All our cats can be on it at one time.
And it keeps them off the equipment and off my seat and off my lap. And
no more pushing those buttons on your equipment and no more pushing your button.
Because they're all on the cat tree. You want to check it out? It's a huge cat tree. Head on over to Animal animalradio.com and look at the webcam. You can see who's on the cat tree right now.
I'll try to keep Hal off it so you can see better.
Stepsforpets.com is where we got it. And it is so cool. At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Stepsforpets.com. Take it from Hal.
And Judy.
Stepsforpets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Meow.
Okay, so you have feline herpes virus. It's incurable. It could flare up again.
And it's contagious.
Relax. Just ask your veterinarian for Anacil F, a nutritional supplement that helps manage herpes virus. It's safe, effective, delicious. And comes in cool dial-a-dose syringes. I've been taking it for weeks, and I feel great.
You've got this herpes thing, too?
Lots of cats have it. Thank goodness for Anacil F, the next best thing to a cure.
You say you're thinking about cloning? You also say that you're an animal lover. Well, you can't be both. Do you know that many multiple animals have to be killed to make one clone? So, if you truly are an animal lover, you'll give a homeless animal a home. Visit www.nopetcloning.org to learn more.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
What's your name?
Ashley.
You found an animal over there that you like?
We did. We found a companion for our cat at home.
Oh, that's very good. Getting a friend for your cat at home.
We have a rambunctious little boy.
Did you come in looking for a cat, or did you just come in and happen to see it and fall in love?
Kind of knew we wanted one, but then just came in and fell.
Which one did you decide on?
We got a one-year-old little gray tabby cat over there.
The gray tabby over there, which is safe for you because I know you wanted the orange one.
She was getting the little gold one.
The gold one, too.
And how old is the one at home?
A year old.
Okay, well, this is the perfect age for them to be introduced to each other.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Another wonderful story.
Yeah.
See, it's so simple to adopt instead of going to a breeder. You don't have to do that. Remember to spay and neuter, okay? You know that. Okay. Just want to make sure. Oh, and you want to load you down with goodies from Comfort Zone, too. How about some of this goodie stuff and all of this? See, we got to give you this stuff before we leave. There you go.
You know, Judy, we got a call just the other day from someone who I'm going to let them remain anonymous. But
yes.
They were talking about how they're going to have to trade in their animal like it was a car, like it was not a family member. Basically, because while they picked the animal by it was cute, it was adorable. They didn't think about some of the other criteria that you need to think about when you go out and adopt an animal. And what happened is they got a very active dog that didn't really match up with their lifestyle.
Sedentary.
I was looking for the word sedentary lifestyle. Darlene Arden, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks, Hal. How are you today?
I'm doing very good, thank you. You know, the weekends are always very nice for me, and doing the show and talking with everybody, talking with you. Now, if we go out and we're adopting the wrong animal, this can affect us in so many ways, huh?
Absolutely. It affects the people. It affects the animals. They are not disposable.
No.
The problem is we live in a disposable society, and people start to look at animals as if they were paper cups.
You can't do that. So you need to figure out what kind of criteria do we need to look for in an animal prior, besides it being cute and adorable?
All puppies are cute. All animals, when they're little, are cute. However, they're all programmed to be something.
Uh-huh.
And the worst thing you can do is watch television and say, oh, look at Lassie, I want a dog like that. Or look at Eddie on Frasier, I want a dog like that. No, you don't. Lassie isn't Lassie. There's a trainer behind the camera giving the dog signals.
Yes.
And a collie is not for everyone. Do you have the space to exercise it? Will you do that kind of exercise? Will you do that kind of grooming? Is that really the dog for you?
So a collie,
also, and it's a herding breed, and that's not
yeah.
for everybody. And with the little dog that played Eddie on Frasier, that's a Jack Russell Terrier, now called the Parson Russell Terrier. And those are such active dogs that I can maybe think of five people I know who would be good owners for them. And they're on my personal list of the cutest dogs I never want to own.
Okay, so what dogs are active and what aren't? I've heard that generally bigger dogs and smaller dogs correlate to their activity level. Is that a myth?
It's a myth.
Okay.
Because You can take a greyhound that will run straight out. You don't ever want to let them off lead. But those dogs are basically couch potatoes.
The greyhound?
The couch greyhound. Potato. Rescued greyhounds can make the most wonderful pets. They just have to be taught to walk up and down stairs because they haven't seen them. They're just wonderful animals. However, you know, they do need some exercise, and you almost have to force them to go out for a walk. But if you take them on a nice long walk, don't ever let them off leash because they were bred to run, and you will never see them again. They'll go off the line, and that's it.
Fast little sprints. Well, it's amazing for an animal that's so thin that they like to sit around.
Unbelievably so. However, because they're so thin, they have no body fat.
Okay.
You really can't expect them to sit on the floor unless you put a nice comforter or dog bed down there. And they're really awfully comfy on your couch.
Okay.
So put a blanket on there if you don't mind the dog hair on the couch. Don't use the blanket, but you're going to do a lot of cleaning.
What about, we have cats, and we were wondering...
No, you don't want a sight hound. That very seldom works out.
Well, what kind of dog would be good for having cats around? I mean, a little Pomeranian, a Chihuahua?
Some of those, I know some Chihuahuas who are living quite well with a family of cats.
Okay.
And they do very well. When dogs are raised together, they do well. However, you have some issues that can just happen by accident. Big dog, little dog issues don't have to be aggression issues.
Mm-hmm.
It can be, and I have in the Irrepressible Toy Dog, a very true story, sadly enough, of two dogs racing to answer the door. They always got along well, one big, one little.
Mm-hmm.
However, when they were rounding the corner because the doorbell rang, the big dog accidentally slammed the little dog into the wall, and the dog was dead by the time it hit the floor.
Oh, my God!
And that was not viciousness. That was just a stupid accident.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it takes so much supervision if you're going to have big and little that it's almost too much work unless you're really determined to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're adding an animal, you want to keep them at least the same size or around?
Keep them around the same size, because otherwise you're really going to have some of these issues to deal with. You're going to have to think about them carefully.
Okay.
And you're going to have to do an awful lot of supervising. Do not, as a general rule of thumb, get us any sight hound if you have cats. Now, this is not, even though the Italian Greyhound is a true sight hound, it's about the same size as a cat. So you're not going to have the same issues. If they grow up together, they're fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've also seen some sighthounds do well, but by and large, they are prey-driven, and they are bred to kill animals on the run.
Mm-hmm.
Cats
mm-hmm.
run. Especially, you know, people wonder why the dogs are always chasing cats. Cats run. They think it's a great toy.
It's a game.
The poor cat's exhausted.
Uh-huh.
So you need plenty of places for the cat to go up so they can get out of the way.
So basically, when you're looking at a type of dog, you should look at yourself first.
Look at
your
yourself first. How much grooming do you want to do? How much exercise do you want to
do? What if you want to do a lot of exercise? What if you jog every day and you'd like to have a dog to jog with you?
Any of the retrievers will be glad to go out jogging with you. Those dogs love to run and do, and if you like to swim, they were bred to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, people don't think about standard poodles. They were originally retrievers. Forget the silly haircut.
And aren't they the most intelligent dog?
Unbelievably so. I was told the story several years ago when I first joined the Fidelco Guide Dog Foundation's Massachusetts Advisory Board that during World War II, the Army was looking at dogs to use as to get through the war to carry messages,
you
know, in the war zones. And they looked, and it was difficult terrain. And they finally narrowed down the search, and it was between the German Shepherd dog and the standard poodle. They were the two most intelligent. And what decided it was they had to go over a ravine.
Mm-hmm.
They had to go, there was like two outcroppings of land, and they had to get from one side to the other to deliver the message. The poodle invariably would die trying to get across. They would try to make the leap.
Mm-hmm.
The German Shepherd would find another way around.
But that poodle was determined.
Oh, the poodle's extremely determined. I remember being in someone's apartment who had just gotten a standard poodle puppy. The puppy was maybe 4 months old. I went to walk to the door to leave, and that puppy ran ahead of me, sat up, and put his paw on the doorknob.
Aww.
Now, he'd already figured that out. You know, most dogs, had he had opposable thumbs, he probably would have held the door open for me in a most gentlemanly manner.
We have a studio cat like that we've got to watch out. He can reach the doorknob, and he knows, and you can hear it shaking, but thank God
Uh-oh.
He doesn't have those disposable, or excuse me,
opposable
thumbs, or he would get out.
Well, you realize they won't need us once they develop.
Yes.
It'll be all over with them.
Exactly, unless they really want to keep slaves longer.
Well, no, I don't want to put you on the spot here. I know.
Oh,
you.
Go ahead, Hal.
Well, okay, where does somebody go, maybe online, to learn about the temperament or the activity levels, the criteria about determining what animal might be good for them?
There is a description of every single breed of dog at AKC.org.
Okay.
And there is a description of every single breed of cat at CFAinc.org. That's the Cat Fanciers Association. After that, I suggest you go to a dog show or a cat show. Go and observe. When people come out of the ring, ask if you can talk with them. Don't bother them before. They're busy. And ask them what the dogs are like to live with, what the cats are like to live with, because the descriptions that you get are good, but they're general. And it's not the same thing as being in the house with them. And then if you're really serious, narrow it down to a couple of different breeds. Ask if you can visit them at home. See what they're like. Spend a little time with them. It should be a match that lasts a lifetime.
Yes.
And you want to make sure you're making the right decision.
Do your research.
Please do your research.
Okay. We appreciate it. DarleneArden.com is the website, of course. You can find a lot of information there, including all her books. And you can see she's a bevy of knowledge. I thought she'd be on the spot. I thought she'd go, oh, well, you know, I don't know what went. She knew. We'll catch you next week.
Look forward to it. Bye, Judy. Bye, Hal.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay, we are coming to you live from South Lake Tahoe. When we return, music heartbeat therapy for dogs.
Yes, what?
You'll have to wait. We want to welcome Joey listening on WHFB in Benton Harbor, Michigan. Also welcoming station WIBR in Baton Rouge, Louisiana to the Animal Radio Network. Check it out. AnimalRadio.com is the website. There is so much up there, including the contest that's been going on. If you just joined us, if you're just learning about us, you need to go to the website. More on the way right here from South Lake Tahoe, Carson City, and Animal Radio.
Stick around.
Here at Animal Radio, we get all kinds of good stuff to play with.
Sometimes the first time a product comes out, we're here to test it.
This week, we've been testing out the new SCX105L sports camcorder from Samsung. It is so cool.
It's so small, it's rugged, it's water-resistant, and you can use it in situations that would just pulverize a regular camcorder. You don't need two hands or any hands at all to hold the camera.
Which means you could be driving a vehicle, skateboarding, a tightrope walking, skydiving, conducting criminal sting operations, or even putting the camera on Nike, the studio stunt cat.
Not for the faint of heart.
Finally, we know where he's picking up all those burrs when we let him out in the morning. The SCX105L sports camcorder from Samsung is so easy to hook up to your Mac or PC. I know how you get, like, really sick when people shoot their own videos. It has one of those built-in image stabilizers. Go to your favorite electronics store and tell them you want the SCX105L sports camcorder from Samsung, and you can have it strapped on Fido this afternoon.
Find out who's really digging in that trash, your husband or your dog.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free
shipping.
$169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Coming to you live, the Pet-Friendly Tour of America.
Woo-hoo!
South Lake Tahoe, Carson City from Petco. And I always love love to get the GM over to speak to.
Hi, Dennis.
How you doing?
Good. Thanks for letting us hang out in your store today. I appreciate that. Of course, Petco always opening their arms for us.
Yes, they have.
All the places we've stopped on the Pet Friendly Tour of America.
I can't name.
9 out of 10 times.
We're Petco. We were in Chicago. We were in Vermont. We were all over the United States.
And there's a reason for it. It's because you guys dish it out. I mean, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at this dog getting groomed right here.
A big
obviously,
standard poodle.
Somebody that knows what they're doing there. Where did you find all the experts for the grooming here, anyway?
Basically, most of the experts that we get, we start them out as bather brushers, and which is the dirtier end of the job. And then we send them to our own school in California.
Your own school?
Really? I didn't
okay,
know.
And there's grooming schools all over the country, but Petco has their own school.
We send them
to our school. They go through 5 weeks of training, back for another 2 weeks, and then they go through about 6 weeks with the grooming manager in each store.
So these guys are experts. You're not dropping off your dog to Joe, who just got the job grooming.
No, they have got to get through all of the schooling. They've got to pass all of the tests, get through all that before they can put the scissors to any dog in our shop.
What about the training classes? I see you have training classes. How often is that, and how can I get hooked up for that?
Our training classes run every 6 weeks. Okay, we start a new class, and they come in and sign up, and it's like a 6-week session. We have a puppy session. We have an adult session, and it runs an hour and a half a week for 6 weeks. And
then, how much does something like that cost?
It runs $69.95.
That is a deal.
Very good.
You can't find that anywhere like that. Well, that's very exciting. I love the fact that Petco gets involved with all the adoption organizations.
Well, one of the big things with Petco is the Petco Foundation, or anything that Petco does is involved with animals. When it comes to rescuing animals, that's what we want to do. And the people that usually that work at Petco, we're all animal lovers. And anything we can do to stop a dog or a cat from going down, we have... Adoption for ferrets come in here once a month.
Yeah, but you have cat and dog organizations every weekend. Would you say there's somebody here?
Yes, I have somebody in here every weekend. I have on Saturday. I have cats in here Friday night now, Saturday and Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And then I have dogs in here on Saturday. Currently, they are coming in. I've got 3 Saturdays a month booked right now. And I've got another group that wants to start coming in any open time I have.
Wow, that's
very good.
Didn't realize it was that booked up. Well, what else do you guys got going on here? You got the training classes, you got the grooming.
We've got training classes, we got grooming. I think the big thing with Petco is the idea that we have specialists. All of our people go to schooling in different areas, whether it be small animals, birds, or whether it's aquatics or reptiles. We train the people here when they come to work for us. If they're not familiar in an area, we've trained them. And people can come in and find out. I mean, we have people every day that may not come in and purchase something, but they have an animal, and they want to know. They don't know enough about them. They come in and they talk to our specialists.
That's very good. Yeah, if I come into a store and I'm thinking about getting a bird or something, I want to be able to look at the food items that you have, bird items, but then I want to be able to ask questions and know that I'm
the person
to
that's
somebody.
Giving you the answers knows what they're talking about.
Yeah,
and that's how we do it. We kind of have specialty areas, whether it be birds or small animals or whatever it is. And again, as we say at Petco, the animals always come first.
Very good.
Very good, Dennis. Thanks for taking time with us this afternoon and opening your arms to our broadcast here.
Yes.
Thank you very much for coming by. We appreciate
it.
By all means. It's the Pet Friendly Tour broadcast of America. We're in South Lake Tahoe in Carson City at Petco on Topsy Lane, and we'll be back.
Parents know it's music that soothes the savage beast. But did you know what works best for babies also works for man's best friends? Music therapy producer Terry Woodford's music CD uses traditional lullabies recorded to the rhythm of an actual human heartbeat. Independent clinical research confirms that playing the music therapy CD calms babies on life support and during painful and frightening procedures.
Well, it was really the parents who were using the CD to get their baby to sleep through the night. They discovered it also calmed their dog to sleep.
It turns out dogs bark for many of the same reasons babies cry. When the heartbeat music therapy CD was played, the barking stopped.
The stress level was way low, which made the dogs a lot easier to adopt, which is really good for them and for us.
So the next time your dog gets upset and can't be calmed down,
Take a lesson from a dog's best friend. What soothes the fussiest baby may also be the answer to calming your barking dog and other anxious animals. I'm Dr. Jim Humphreys, reporting for Animal Radio.
Okay, it seems like it went really fast. Two states, one day, Nevada, California.
How do we do it?
I don't know, gosh. But we're glad. We're going to head on back to Kanab now. If you want us to come to your city, you can go on over to our website, which is animalradio.com.
Email us. Tell us about your city. Tell us why are you the most pet-friendly city in America.
And that email address
is your voice at animalradio.com. Not my voice.
Your voice.
Your voice at animalradio.com.
Tell us you want us to come visit your city and tell us why it's so pet-friendly.
Yeah.
We've seen this off Lake
Tahoe.
What
sets you apart?
Very, very, very,
very pet-friendly. Can you top this?
Sure you can. Well, call us. Tell us. 1-866-405-8405. Next week when you join us, well, we'll have another gift to add onto the No Name Giveaway.
Another one already?
Yeah, it's been another
Has it been 2 weeks?
Yes.
Dave
what
Allen is it going to be?
From KOWL, thanks for coming out and helping us, making our visit so hospitable here.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for coming. It was just outstanding of you folks to come on over and helping out Lake Tahoe Wildlife Care and visiting the Carson Valley and the Tahoe Basin areas. And come back again and visit us once again real soon now, y'all here.
when I have time to stick around, we'll do it.
Y'all come back here.
Yes. Thanks so much. We'll see you next week for more Animal Radio. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio Network.
I love getting out of the studio. That's the best part of the pet-friendly tour of America. What, do you like my ears?
I love your ears.
What's your name, young lady?
My name's Wendy Moss, and I'm with Douglas Animal Welfare Group.
And you brought a couple of dogs over there that you have up for adoption?
We actually have a dog here today who already found a home.
Wow.
Thanks to a Petco.
Oh, here today?
Here today.
Oh, good.
Here today, we brought...
I was going to say, what are you doing bringing animals that already have homes out?
No, we brought a dog from our animal shelter, the Douglas County Animal Shelter, to let people know here at Petco that he was available for adoption. And one of the customers came in and just fell in love with him and said...
He's a cutie, too. What kind of dog is he?
He's an absolute gentleman. His name is Pablo, and he is part... Dalmatian, and he looks like he probably has some pit bull terrier in him
just
as
a little
well.
Bit. And we learned earlier today that pit bulls are not that bad of a dog. They're actually a pretty nice dog.
They
get such a bad rap,
yes.
Don't they?
Yeah. The people. It's not the dog.
It's
no. So you got to get back, call your organization, tell them to bring more dogs down.
Definitely.
And more.
As a matter of fact, we come once a month to Petco.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. So if you're listening on any of the local stations here, KOWL or KPTL in Carson City, they'll be here with animals once a month?
Every month. I believe our next, we were here last Saturday, and our next event is going to be September 13th.
Or you can call Petco and find out when you're going to be. I'm
definitely
sure they
like
they
schedule.
Can tell you what organizations are going to be down here. What about a website? You guys have a website?
Dogrescue.com.
Is it spelled like your organization?
D-A-W-G, and then the word rescue, no spaces, and .com.
Are there pictures up there of animals that...
Absolutely. We have all of our animals available for adoption on the website, and we have some interesting links and lots of information about our nonprofit organization and what we do locally here in Douglas County.
And you're always looking for homes and volunteers?
Yeah, what about volunteers?
Absolutely. We can use volunteers to walk the dogs 7 days a week. We have dog walkers out there. We socialize the cats and the kittens at the shelter.
I want that job.
Okay, if you're not a dog person, we can still put you to work. We have clerical opportunities for people, and if you like meetings or organizing or coming to events like this.
I love meetings. But I do love the animals, and the thing I love about the animals is being able to, when you volunteer, you can play with the animals, and then you go home at night, and you don't have to bring the animals with you unless you really
unless you
like
fall in love with them. I'm
fall
sure
in
that
love
probably happens
them.
With
it
volunteers.
It does.
You've
all
never
the
fostered
time.
An animal that
it
you
does.
Have you?
Oh, no.
No. Okay, the website one more time.
www.dawgrescue.com.
You guys are awesome.
Great.
For what you
Thank
do.
You so much,
Thanks.
And it was great talking with you. Good luck.
Very good. Well, that's one of the reasons that South Lake Tahoe is pet-friendly. The pet-friendly tour of America continues on Animal Radio. Stick around.
Welcome to Voice of the Animal.
If you were to name a creature that has the patience of Job, the strength of Hercules, and the community ethic of your local mayor, would the ant come to mind? Ants can lift 50 times their weight. That's like a 100-pound person lifting 5,000 pounds. They will travel many miles to take provisions back to their anthill. And if food is scarce, African ants, all working together as a team guided by their queen, will patiently strip the surrounding forest bare of all foliage, even if it takes a year. Is it any wonder that in stories from cultures around the globe, this tiny six-legged creature is the symbol of patience, as well as persistence, determination, and teamwork? A famous ant story from the ancient Greeks concerns Aeacus, king of an island that had been completely decimated by a plague, leaving the king as the sole survivor. Aeacus was quite bereft over this, and while sitting under an oak contemplating what to do, he saw a column of ants marching up the tree. That gave him an idea, and he prayed to Zeus, asking the king of the gods, "Oh, most excellent father, grant me just as many subjects as these ants and fill my empty walls." The next morning, Aeacus awoke to find his prayer answered as he was surrounded by men. He named his men the Myrmidons, from the Greek word for ant. The Myrmidons have a special place in Greek history, as King Aeacus was the grandfather of the legendary warrior Achilles, and the fleet of black ships Achilles sailed to Troy were filled with his famous warriors, the Myrmidons. Today, the name given to the study of ants maintains its mythic signature, myrmecology. Ants communicate with each other through pheromones, a substance secreted by the ant when he wants to communicate a specific message. When a scout ant discovers you are having a picnic, he will leave a trail secreted with the message, "Hey, I found food!" all the way from your picnic camper back to his anthill. The other ants will then follow his trail to the picnic, reinforcing it with their own pheromones. When their picnic is over, the ants will wander off elsewhere and the trail will eventually fade away. In Hindu myth, Indra, the king of the waking world, is building a huge palace as a monument to his glory. Everyone has had it with this folly, since Indra is using up all of the earth's resources to build his palace. So they complain to Vishnu, the god of the dreaming world. Now Vishnu's in charge of the waking world because it's he who dreamed it all up. So to placate all those complaining, he dreams up a huge army of ants to march through Indra's half-finished palace. Indra is quite irritated and demands an explanation. He is told that the deeds accomplished in this lifetime will affect future lifetimes. Since ants are skilled architects and builders, they are a reminder that the better you are at building a house just to glorify yourself, the better chance you have of being incarnated as an ant in your next lifetime. The lesson? If you were Indra, king of the waking world, and could do anything you wished, would you spend your lifetime building a monument to yourself? Recently, the big anthill near our front gate seemed to be sparkling with prisms of light. It was covered with silver-winged ants. This is most unusual since the anthill is usually bustling with ordinary black and red ants. Apparently, these were the breeding ants, the ones born with wings that do nothing but eat until it is time to mate. And then on one special day, just like it's circled on their calendar, these winged ants will climb out of their anthill and take flight, where they will mate while flying. It was wedding night for the ants. Whether building a palace for Indra or blazing a trail to your picnic, ants are a marvel and remind us that patient persistence, methodical diligence, and working for the good of the whole, not just for ourselves, will one day bring the success we long for. Visit us on the World Wide Web at voiceoftheanimal.org. For Voice of the Animal, this is Rayanne Cumulos.
This is Animal Radio
Network.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
And it's not just a condo. Let me tell you,
it's
like a mansion.
A city. It's like a city.
It's a universe.
It's big. There's lots of cubby holes and lots of perches. All our cats can be on it at one time.
And it keeps them off the equipment and off my seat and off my lap. And
no more pushing those buttons on your equipment and no more pushing your button.
Because they're all on the cat tree. Want to check it out? It's a huge cat tree. Head on over to Animal
animalradio.com and look at the webcam. You can see who's on the cat tree right now.
I'll try to keep Hal off it so you can see better.
Stepsforpets.com is where we got it. And it is so cool. At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Stepsforpets.com. Take it from Hal.
And Judy.
Stepsforpets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Meow.
Hi, this is Melanie Griffith. Every year, millions of animals wander away from home, and tragically, most are never reunited with their family. Now there's a way to help a stray animal find its way home. It's called Pets 911. To locate a lost pet or post one that has been found, simply call 1-888-PETS-911 and help ensure a better future for our pets.
Animal Radio is a proud partner of Pets911.com.
I guess, Doc, what I'm saying is I've got behavior problems.
Yes.
I'm nervous all the time, running in circles, barking.
Well, you are a golden retriever.
But it's bark, bark, bark for no reason. Mm-hmm. And I tear things up. I ate some kid's homework.
Oh, so you chewed up some paper.
It was on his laptop.
Oh.
I jump on people, mm-hmm. knock Grandma flat.
Ouch.
Now I have to stay out in the backyard. Next stop's the pound, Doc.
Well, I have something to help.
You do?
Comfort Zone with DAP. I'm plugging this DAP diffuser into the wall. Now take a deep breath. Remember the peace and security you felt around your mother when you were a puppy?
Uh-huh. Hey, I'm feeling that right now.
Your mother gave off a special pheromone that comforted and reassured you.
She did, she did.
Comfort Zone reproduces that feeling. No more barking or tearing things up.
Yeah, and I could be with my family again.
Mm-hmm, good boy. Here, now take them my bill.
Comfort Zone with DAP helps control destructive dog behavior with calming pheromones, just like Mom used to make. Get more details at PetSmart, Petco, Doctors Foster and Smith, PetComfortZone.com, or your favorite pet shop.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Coming to you live from Carson City and the Petco. There's many alternatives for veterinary medicine. We have a very special guest on the phone. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi.
I guess it should be Dr. Rimar, to be absolutely correct. Where are you located?
I'm located in Gainesville, Florida.
Gainesville, Florida. And you practice a traditional Chinese medicine, veterinary medicine, is that correct?
That's correct.
Well, now, isn't that a strange combination there? We have an Anglo-sounding doctor who's practicing Chinese traditional medicine in Florida on animals. And
yes.
I guess there's a lot of reasons why you do that. Tell us why.
Oh, because it's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's a great modality to include in our normal practice.
Okay, so we're not excluding anything out. We're just adding it as an additional modality to probably our Western traditional practice, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So how will that play out if I bring a cat in who's, let's say, not feeling so well? What weird different things might you do that the normal vet may not? And tell us why. And why you feel this is just such a great modality.
Well, our treatments all depend on the animal's clinical signs.
Okay.
Whatever's going on with the animal. Sometimes we might need to use antibiotics or other various Western diagnostic procedures, blood work, radiographs, things of that nature. But the treatment sometimes can be better used with Chinese medicine than with traditional medicine. If I need antibiotics, obviously I'm going to use those. But if I have an animal that, for example, if you bring your cat in that's really arthritic, it's painful somewhere, maybe it had an old injury,
mm-hmm.
I think it would be better to acupuncture that cat for pain management and to decrease the inflammation of an old injury or a new injury. Either way, I think the acupuncture is less invasive treatment procedure.
Well, it works
well.
Are needles actually stuck in the animal in my cat, and how will my cat react?
Oh, they react really well. Yes, they're individual needles, single
uh-huh.
use, sterilized needles. They're not hypodermic, so there's no hole in the center. They're just straight, solid needles.
Okay.
And the animals, they react really well. You would think that It would take sedation to put several needles in animals.
Oh, I would think my cat would freak.
You would think so, but they don't. They really enjoy it because it offers them pain relief, okay, and they can feel that immediately.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Okay, so we're talking acupuncture. What other Chinese treatments might you use?
We combine the acupuncture, herbal medicine, a traditional procedure called Tui Na, which is... It's a means of chiropractic and massage therapy. It's basic body work for the animal, and we also include food therapy.
Okay. Where do you learn this?
Oh, there are lots of places. There's lots of excitement and lots of activity in this area around various colleges around the nation and beyond. But my personal training came from the Qi Institute, which is located in Redick, Florida.
Okay.
And it's also associated with a college in China.
Now, more colleges in the United States, they're starting to add this to their curriculum, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They are. There's several schools that offer either short courses, formal training, or even elective rotation for fourth-year veterinary students.
Well, it's great that they're
the University of Florida is one of them.
Well, it's great that they're starting to recognize that as a treatment of animals.
Do you find Western treatment to be more evasive usually and sometimes...
less effective?
Yeah.
Well, not necessarily. I think there's definitely a call for both in the field. Western medicine is great. As I said, if you need antibiotics, if your animal's hit by a car and you have a broken bone.
Or diagnosis.
And diagnostics, of course, of course. So we want to use everything. But sometimes when an animal gets older and people don't want to give up, But there are no medications that can help their animal. Mm-hmm. Acupuncture is great to be able to improve their quality of life.
If you chose acupuncture over the... Well, I guess what I mean by being less evasive is that it seems that... Well, of course, acupuncture would be less evasive than any kind of surgery. I know with humans, someone who's suffering some kind of back pain might have acupuncture as opposed to surgery because surgery, the Western way, might be too evasive. It could also lead to other problems. The medicines that are used in Chinese medicine seem to be very herbal and don't have so many side effects. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct. And they can also be used in conjunction with Western medical pharmaceuticals as well without having drug interactions or side effects.
So you don't
and that's what we try. We try to balance the
yes,
animal. It's
yes.
not one way or another. The goal of traditional Chinese medicine is for balance. If you're in perfect balance, you don't have disease. Disease happens when there is an imbalance in the system. So what we try to do is to rebalance the system.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing is done in excess. We don't want to add herbs even if it's unnecessary. We just want to keep the animal in balance. And in that way, it is a less invasive means of treatment. Of course, surgery can be sometimes is necessary. You cannot get around it. But after surgery, you can also use acupuncture for post-operative pain management instead of drugs that could have side effects on the kidneys or the liver or the mind.
Mm-hmm. Now, some animals, aren't they just, they're intolerable of some of the different medications, the Western medications. They can't stomach them for one reason or another. And the herbs, I think, are a little more easier for them to take.
Sure, sure. And sometimes animals cannot deal with the medications from a GI tract or if they have issues with their kidneys or their liver, they cannot take the medicine.
Okay, so it's important to stress here that we're not, it's a balance of all the modalities put together.
Do you
find that there are old school, more conservative veterinarians that shun you?
I think there are skeptics out there, and of course we should always have skeptics.
Okay.
No matter what medicine we're doing, no matter what modality of treatment we're doing, there should always be skepticism of it works. But traditional Chinese medicine has a history over 3,000 years old. This medicine was used for the horses in the Chinese army, and they couldn't afford for their horses to be ill, or if they were injured, they couldn't afford a long-term goal. So what they did, they treated their animals, and then they took notes. If it worked, great. They used it again. If it didn't work, they didn't use it again.
Mm-hmm.
So this is empirical science. You use what works. So that's what we're doing. We're using what works.
Do you find people are more accepting of these modalities as a last-ditch effort if things aren't working in well, let's say your cat has a cancer or something like that, that there may be a Chinese treatment that otherwise wouldn't be tried, but it's a last-ditch effort?
Well, sometimes. I think it can be used for both. Sometimes I am called upon when Western medicine cannot do any more for the quality of life of an animal. For example, would be the chronic arthritis. Mm-hmm. If the animals can't stomach the medications or you know, can't use it for one reason or another, or animals with disc disease. If people cannot afford surgery or they don't want the invasiveness of the surgery, mm-hmm. because sometimes you cannot guarantee a result. You can't guarantee that if I do surgery on this animal, it will come out this way. So some people don't want that invasiveness. Mm-hmm. And another example would be for dermatology cases. Sometimes we have animals after years and years of treatment, failed treatment, their animals are still itchy. They're allergic to everything. And the next step would be euthanasia, to put their animals to sleep because the animals and the clients are suffering. Mm-hmm. So in these cases, we can definitely help the animals. But there are other times when it can be used as a preventative measure. Or example of that would be early hip dysplasia in dogs. We try to use nutritional, massage therapy, the Twina, the acupuncture, to help strengthen the animal's muscles, ligaments, tendons around the joint.
Before problems start.
Before problems become that exacerbated. So it's also a preventative measure, and conscientious owners bring their animals to us sometimes before serious illness happens so that we can try to keep the system balanced, therefore preventing more serious issues later on.
Because I know there's certain dogs that are, you know, predisposed to hip dysplasia and things of that nature, and I guess you can work on them in their early years too.
Sure.
Very good.
As well with for example, horses that are trained really hard, performance horses, race horses, dressage horses, that they're athletic animals that are worked so hard, they're painful. Mm-hmm. They're not having clinical symptoms to where, or so, some of them are, but some of them are not. They're just back sore. They're sore from having riders. They're sore from training. And in order to boost their performance, the acupuncture is perfect for musculoskeletal balance to relieve those sore muscles so that they can feel better, train better, work better.
Very good.
About 10 years ago, I had some lower back pain, and I went to get acupuncture. And I was able to tell the doctor, no, it didn't work. How do you know the acupuncture is what effect it is having on the animal?
That's one of the great things with the animals is we can't trick them. So we can see what works. If we have an animal, for example, with wobblers or disc disease that comes in paralyzed, we can help that in most cases. It's not a cure-all, mind you, but there are cases where animals that have a disc or have narrowing in their spine somewhere, we can help clear that. And the biggest proof is when the animal walks. It might not be immediate. It might take a month, 2 months, 3 months. It depends on what it is that's going on. But I think the true test that what we're doing is working is the clinical signs of the animal. Can they walk better? Are they in less pain? Can they get up on their own? Mm-hmm. Some animals come in paralyzed in the back end that are down, and after a couple of months can actually walk out the exam room door.
Amazing.
And that is what really keeps my inspiration that I'm on the right track with this. And
okay, so let's say I would like to go to a veterinarian that practices many modalities. How would I find somebody? Is there a way on the internet to find docs like you?
Well, sure. There's a website, www.tcvm.com, and that lists practitioners that practice traditional Chinese medicine, Tui Na, and herbal therapies, and you can look that up. There are several websites if you search for alternative medicine in veterinary medicine that can guide you to veterinarians around the country and sometimes around the world, depending on where you are, that practice this modality of medicine.
Dr. Ramar, I appreciate your time today. Thank you. You've enlightened us very, very much. And I'm going to actually head on over to the websites right now. We'll put links from animalradio.com, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you've tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Final Smoke free trial offer is. Final Smoke is a complete all-natural stop smoking system, and when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of Final Smoke capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of Triple Trim Weight Loss, just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Final Smoke. Call 1-800-684-5908. 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand-new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passé. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free
shipping.
$169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Do you have a favorite photograph of a beloved pet you want to immortalize? Do you want to surprise a loved one with a gift of custom art? Stones of Glass Artists can turn your cherished photograph into a permanent piece of art. The products made by Stones of Glass are a perfect gift or remembrance of a pet that gives you so much joy. All of our work is custom made from your photograph, so we can make any animal, dog, cat, horse, reptile, etc. At stonesofglass.com, our stepping stones are stained glass set in concrete for a portrait of your pet. They are perfect outdoors, in a flower bed, a path, a welcome at your door, or as a memorial. Our etched sun catchers are encircled by chain with a loop for hanging either in a window or as a holiday ornament. At stonesofglass.com, our etched portraits are made from your photograph by etching onto a glass plaque, capturing your image. Celebrate, memorialize, or give a gift of beautiful custom artwork to a friend or loved one by visiting www.stonesofglass.com.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
And what makes us number one, the most listened to animal show in the world? Well, it's not that we just talk about dogs and cats, but we talk about, turtles when it need be, bats, pigeons, eagles, beavers.
You name it.
Great beaver footage online right now, by the way, at animalradio.com. If you want to see our trip through South Lake Tahoe, head on over to the website, and you can see some beautiful video that we have of the Lake Tahoe Wildlife Center.
Oh, there's eagles and raccoons and squirrels and baby beavers. You've got to see it.
And as we promised,
horse stuff.
Well, we have Melissa Nelson on the phone, and she has put together a great book. Hi, Melissa. How are you doing? Where are we calling you today?
You are calling Minocqua, Wisconsin.
Ooh, okay. Kind of a the cheese capital, isn't it?
The cheese capital, right. We're way up in the Northwoods.
Oh.
You know, I just love your new book, and I'm sure many of the listeners can relate, especially female listeners when they were young and they're in their teens, even perhaps younger. They all have always wished that they had a horse.
Do little boys feel the same way, or is it just little girls?
I think it's mostly girls.
Okay. Because I know I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did. I grew up on a farm, and although we were surrounded by all kinds of farm animals and horses included, it was my older sister who was the more diligent with working with them. I just
I just wanted to ride and hang out with them. And
have fun.
And have fun.
Well, you put together a new book called If I Had a Horse, How Different Life Would Be. And it is a stunning book. It's definitely a coffee table book with beautiful horse pictures and quotes that go with them. Tell us a little bit about the book and what your inspiration was for it.
Well, sure. I had a horse in my life for a couple of years, and he was a tremendous influence on my life. I really had no idea that he was going to have that kind of an impact. And just thought that this was a new hobby and something that I was taking up. First people that I met when I moved to the North Woods were all involved in dressage, and I got invited to a clinic.
Oh, so wait a minute, what is
dressage?
Dressage is, and I hope that I'll do justice to it, but it's a classical form of working with the horse that actually brings out the natural movement. It's, my instructor was classically trained in the German philosophy and the French philosophy. You start with groundwork, and then you really work with the horse to build his natural muscle tone. It's a way to work with the horse that actually a lot of people have compared with dancing with the horse. It's a very soft. In fact, a dressage rider who's doing a marvelous job, you can barely detect the any communication between the rider and horse is very subtle, and you'll see the horse make all kinds of fancy crossover moves.
Oh, they look so fluent, too. They just move so gracefully, and you can tell in these still pictures, you can actually see the motion and the movement. And it reminds me of when my mother always would say, stand up straight. And because I never stood up straight throughout my whole life, I don't have this graceful, beautiful, photogenic dressage is what you're using, this terminology. Basically, they've been taught to stand up straight.
That's a wonderful analogy. Yes, and that's exactly what it's all about. It's about using your body in a very subtle way, body language and signaling to the horse in a way that really only the two of you are able to detect from, you know, visually from watching something like this. You just see a horse and rider moving perfectly together, and you have no idea everything that's happening in the rider's body and their hands and the communication that's happening between horse and rider.
Are there certain breeds that you use for the dressage, or is it just basically all horses?
There's not necessarily. I guess certain people have preference. There's a Friesian on the cover of If I Had a Horse, and they are becoming very popular right now and very popular in dressage training. But really, it's something that you can train with just any breed of horse. My horse happened to be half Arabian and half Paint. And he was a pretty willing partner most of the time. So I think that it's pretty open to just about any breed.
Well, it's basically, I would think, like any animal. It's the way you bring them up and the way you communicate with them and the way you treat them and their respect.
Exactly.
I am just stunned by these photographs, each and every photograph.
They're beautiful.
They are beautiful. Mark Barrett did a wonderful job. He also produced the 22-minute DVD that's included with
that's what I wanted to mention. What's that about?
It's just horses in action. It's a lot of the same horses and people that are in the – mostly just horses being themselves – not a lot of sport or actual riding involved, but it's very it's produced very beautifully. They're Arabians, Frisians. Mark has just filmed them in their glory, just being horses out in the pasture. Or you know, there are a few racetrack shots, some horse and buggy shots, but it's primarily horses just being horses.
Oh, and I'll tell you, if you're a horse lover, this is something that you definitely want to have. Okay, so you have a cat and a dog, or a cat that thinks he's a dog. Is that correct?
She behaves more like a dog than my dog. Yeah, the dog is, they're quite the pair. They're quite the team. They are best friends, but Alice, for some reason, it's never really dawned on her that she is a cat. I think she thinks she's just like Jack and just likes to hang out with him and run around. And if she could bark, she would.
You do shiatsu massage on your dog?
I do. That was kind of a brave thing to admit, wasn't it? But
Not at all.
I had my own practice for about 5 years in Illinois before I moved to Wisconsin, and it comes in handy with animals just as much as it is useful for, you know, working with people. It's it's a great way to bond with your animals too.
And de-stress and relax.
Exactly.
For both of you.
That's right.
Your other books, do you have any other books?
I have compiled two other little books for Willow Creek Press. One's called 101 Uses for a Horse.
Oh, that's yours too. Very beautiful book
yeah.
also.
Yeah, and brand new, just released, just shipping out right now, is a book called Horse Women.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, it's brand new, available in stores now.
Uh-huh.
Or at our website, which is willowcreekpress.com.
Let's give away some copies. If I had a horse,
I have
how
10
different
copies?
Life would be 10 copies.
Yes. I know. Well, 9. I got to keep one for myself.
Thank you very much, Willow Creek Press, for this beautiful coffee table book. Photographs by Mark Barrett. Do you know Mark?
I met him once while we were working on the book, actually. He and his wife have a business in Florida. He travels everywhere photographing, but I did get to meet him once while we were in the midst of putting this together. He's a great guy.
Okay, 1-866-405-8405. That's 1-866-405-8405. 9 copies to give away. Pick it up anywhere. If you're a horse lover, it's a must-have. If I had a horse, how different life would be. 1-866-405-8405 is the number. If you want to call us today, we want to welcome WIBR Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 1300 AM to the Animal Radio Network. Also, we got letters from WHFB listeners in Benton Harbor. They want to know, they heard us talking about U.S. postage stamps that you can put your own pet on.
They're awesome.
It's legitimate, genuine U.S. postage.
And you can get any picture, any personalized picture on there that you want to.
You have that beautiful picture of your cat or your dog. You want to put it on U.S. postage. All you have to do is head on over to animalradio.com, our website, in the bottom left-hand corner. Click the link that says Stamps. And we'll hook you up. Also on that page, you'll find our brand new T-shirt, Animal Radio T-shirt, and the Animal Radio Radio, which is also a light with batteries for $5.95. The Animal Radio Radio. It is very cute.
Yeah, it's just a little pocket radio that you can carry around with you.
And we'll bring some of those to the San Diego Pet Expo, where Farnham is presenting Animal Radio Live September 23rd and 24th. At the San Diego Pet Expo. It's going to be a huge adoption event. You'll hear us talking about it more and more as time goes by.
Come on out.
Of course, the no-name giveaway.
It's huge.
If you're new to us, listening on WIBR, this is your first week listening in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, you haven't heard of the no-name giveaway. It is huge. We started it early this summer. It goes all summer long through September, the end of September. We actually do the drawing live on the air October 1st. And there's so many things in it. This is the jackpot prize. A Bissell spot lifter deep cleaner.
A Steps for Pet cat condo or doghouse.
By the way, you can see a picture of that at our webcam at animalradio.com. From Lowe's Hotels, the Pumped Up Pets package, which is a weekend with you and your pet at any Lowe's Hotels.
And from eSafetyAlert.com, it's the Safety Turtle Receiver and Transmitter. It's a transmitter that you place around your dog's collar should he fall in water. It will alert you wherever you're located, if you're inside the house or whatever.
And from StonesOfGlass.com, you need to check out their website. It is so cool. You get a 4.5-inch sun catcher. This is an etched glass of a picture that you send of one of your pets. From PuppyPaws.com, we have the ankle bracelet. What else do we have from them?
We have the Mother of Pearl Heart with Crystal Puppy Paw Pendant. And Puppy Paws is fine jewelry for pets to give to their people.
Bling, bling for you. Anyway, see, this package is for you and your pet. From Samsung Electronics, the SCX-105L Sports Camcorder. So small you can actually attach it to your animal. And that's what we did with our stunt cat, Nike the stunt cat.
And also from the Lunar Embassy, there's 2 parcels of land on Venus, Mars, or their moon. Your choice. You can actually have one of the presidents as your neighbor, since they also have parcels. And we're going to throw in, for cats, the Comfort Zone with Feel Away and the Perfect Mood Detector by Takara. And for dogs, we're going to throw in the Farnham Comfort Zone with DAP and a Lighted Leash by Polybright.
And from Fat Cat, their mission is to make people laugh. People and pets laugh. The matching for cats, the matching purple line of bed, blanket, and bowls, placemat, Big Mama's scratchy box with zoom around catnip, and 3 appetizers. For dogs, the matching blue dog line, bed, blanket, 2 bowls, placemat, and 3 crackler toys. You can see all of these on the website. That's the package so far. We had, another one every 2 weeks.
Yes.
Head on over to animalradio.com. How do you qualify for this? We don't have a lot of time to tell you, so listen up. We want your old ink cartridges.
your spent computer, printer, ink cartridges, everything but Epson, send them to us. Actually, you can call us at 1-866-405-8405. We'll send you a postage-paid envelope. You send us your cartridges. For every four that you send us, you get qualified once for the giveaway. Qualify as many times as you want before the end of September for this awesome contest. All the details at animalradio.com. And by the way, there's more of that Animal Radio coming up next. Stick around.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free
shipping.
$169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
And the top prize on the No Name giveaway comes from Steps for Pets. And founder of Steps for Pets, Jim Douglas, is on the phone. Hi, Jim. How you doing?
Hi, Hal. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
You're
hey,
doing fine. You have that New York accent. I always love that about
you. You know, you say that, and I'm not from New York. That's the second time you've said that. That's a Cincinnati accent.
I don't know what it is. It's Cincinnati, New York. Maybe it's something else mixed in.
Maybe my parents aren't telling me something.
That you don't know. Listen, I'll tell you, we get so many calls. Every week we get 3 or 4 calls, people saying we want to win this contest because of the cat mansion, the cat condo, or the dog mansion.
Yes.
Tell the people about the dog mansion, first of all.
Our dog houses are, they're actually made of, most of them are made of cedar wood.
Yeah.
Easy to put together, great spaces for your pets outside. You know, you don't want your dog outside in the hot sun or the freezing cold. So they're designed to for your pet's comfort, just like our cat condos.
And they are easy to put together. It took me, and you told me before, it took me a long time. It took me about 25 minutes to put it together, and you said that's actually kind of a long time.
Oh, absolutely. Double any time I've ever heard.
That's still pretty good for Hal.
Yeah, I expected that. and you know what? Actually, that model is $10 cheaper till the end of August. We've got a summer sale going on.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's that about? You mean you got something going on in the summer? It's still $169 or $159?
It's now $159.95 until the end of August.
Oh, people, wow. Check this out.
So it's an even better deal.
Yes.
It was already a good deal to begin with. And you got something else going on. You're opening your heart a little bit, it looks like, for, I'm not sure exactly who. You tell us who.
Well, I tell you what, actually there's not any one who, but hopefully a lot of who's.
Okay.
And that is, we've got a program we started on our website called Claws for Calls.
Okay.
And what we're doing is we're earmarking $2.50 of every doghouse or cat condo that's bought to go to local rescues. You know, not just the rescue I picked out or one that we are familiar with, but we let the customers pick out the rescue in their area.
Oh, that's awesome.
Or uh-huh. One in our, you know, we've got a database we're building that, you know, people can get on from rescues and submit their rescue. Doesn't cost anything. Adds them to the list. So a customer may not have a rescue in mind, but they're looking for one in their area. And hopefully, you know, we've got one close to them and they can choose that rescue. And then each month we're sending out checks to those rescues for their portions of those $2.50 donations.
You know, I wondered if this could get any better. I wondered if it could get any better, and apparently it has gotten better. $10 less than what it cost, usually, which was already a low price with free shipping, and you're making a donation not to just any cause that you picked, but to whoever the buyer of the cat condo or the dog mansion picks.
Absolutely.
This is a great opportunity if you work for a rescue or a shelter to
call on your friends and tell them, hey, listen, check this out. This is a great time to pick up on a cat condo or a dog mansion because we can make a little money too.
Yeah, we've got rescues that we started the program on the 9th of August, and it's been just over a week. And we've already got close to 50 rescues signed up, and that's with very low effort on our part. They're just finding us.
Wow, very good.
And we've got some rescues that have probably, I would guess, somewhere in the $30, $40, $50 range already on donations. So,
oh, really? Okay, so this is a great fundraising technique, too.
Absolutely, and, you know, it's not huge dollars. It's not going to cause, you know, a rescue to be able to close up because they've solved the problem, but it's going to help. You know, food's expensive, and you know, pet beds and everything else that rescues have for their cats and dogs.
Oh, I think we all know that.
Yeah, rescues are always trying to scrounge up funding, and every dollar helps. It adds up. You'd be amazed.
Well, yeah, a bunch of people do it. It adds up. It really does add up after a while. So this is really very cool. Okay.
Yeah, and actually, we've got one of our manufacturers that we deal with in December. They're going to work with us, and they're going to match those donations on some of their items. So it's really starting to pick up steam in the first week of the program, and people are excited about it. So
very good.
Did you?
In December, they're going to work with us, and they're going to match those donations on some of their items. So it's really starting to pick up steam in the first week of the program, and people are excited about it. So
very good.
Did you?
In December, they're going to work with us, and they're going to match those donations on some of their items. So it's really starting to pick up steam in the first week of the program, and people are excited about it. So
very good.
Did you?
In December, they're going to work with us, and they're going to match those donations on some of their items. So it's really starting to pick up steam in the first week of the program, and people are excited about it. So
very good.
Did you?
In December, they're going to work with us, and they're going to match those donations on some of their items. So it's really starting to pick up steam in the first week of the program, and people are excited about it. So
very good.
Did you?
In December, they're going to work with us, and they're going to match those donations on some of their items. So it's really starting to pick up steam in the first week of the program, and people are excited about it. So
very good.
Did you?
In December, they're going to work with us, and they're going to match those donations on some of their items. So it's really starting to pick up steam in the first week of the program, and people are excited about it. So
very good.
Did you?
In December, they're going to work with us, and they're going to match those donations on some of their items. So it's really starting to pick up steam in the first week of the program, and people are excited about it. So
very good.
Did you?
In December, they're going to work with us, and they're going to match those donations on some of their items. So it's really starting to pick up steam in the first week of the program, and people are excited about it. So
very good.
Did you?
In December, they're going to work with us, and they're going to match those donations on some of their items. So it's really starting to pick up steam in the first week of the program, and people are excited about it. So
very good.
Did you?
In December, they're going to work with us, and they're going to match those donations on some of their items. So it's really starting to pick up steam in the first week of the program, and people are excited about it. So
very good.
Did you?
In December, they're going to work with us, and they're going to match those donations on some of their items. So it's really starting to pick up steam in the first week of the program, and people are excited about it. So
very good.
Did you?
In December, they're going to work with us, and they're going to match those donations on some of their items.